Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. Happy April, everybody, and welcome to Big Blend Radio's Big Daily Blend podcast, where we love to celebrate holidays, honor observances, and take a look at historic happenings. Well, of course, today is April, and April signifies diamonds, daisies, and fools. Okay, but it's also a month that celebrates all kinds of amazing holidays like Arbor Day, Earth Day, a National Sourdough Bread Day like today. But there's so many holidays, so many month-long celebrations like International Guitar Month. It's Poetry Month. It's Jazz Appreciation Month, Dog Appreciation Month. There's so many holidays. So that's why we do this podcast every day. But let's take a look at the name April. It is said to derive from the Latin word Epiriere. No, I did not pronounce that right, but I can't. I'm not good at it. But it means to open. It alludes to it being the season when trees start to have open up with new leaves and flowers begin to open on plants. So Epiriere. No, still can't say it. But the Anglo-Saxons also called April the Ostermonath or Eostermonath, possibly the root of the word Easter. Some also believe that the month was named after a goddess, Eostre, probably not saying that name correctly either, and there's a feast that celebrated the goddess within this month. So now that I can't pronounce anything, let's move on to what the actual birth month stones and birth month flowers are. So the birthstone of April is the diamond. It is said that diamonds represent faithfulness, love, purity, innocence, and relationships that are filled with love. The gem inspires creativity, ingenuity, inventiveness, faith, endurance, and is said to help in manifesting abundance in all areas of life. The diamond is a symbol of the richness of thyself. We say diamonds are a girl's best friend. Yep, gotta say it. So the birth flower is either the daisy or the sweet pea. Okay, so it says that the name of daisy is a corruption of the term day's eye, like an eyeball. That's because the whole flower head closes at night and opens in the morning. So there we go, some more terminology, and I could pronounce that one. Now, when we look back into ancient Rome, it said that the surgeons who accompanied Roman legions into battle would actually order their slaves to pick sacks full of daisies to extract their juice. Bandages were soaked in the daisy juice, and then they were used to bind wounds that were made by sword and spear cuts. Hey, so daisies have good medicinal properties. They're also really pretty. And apparently, daisies back in the day were used by fair maidens to decorate their hair, signifying innocence and the promise of undying love. How lovely is that? But now let's get to fools. We've done the diamonds, we've done the daisies, let's get to the fools, because we all know right now until noon, it is Fool's Day, or April Fool's Day. Some call it All Fool's Day. So when you sit and Google the term April Fool's Day, where does this really come from? Well, there are so many different stories, and different places around the world have all different stories, but it kind of comes down to some basic things. The French and British at one point in the 1500s decided to change the calendar. Thank you, guys. Can we figure out the time zones too, or just like changing up the seasons? Well, apparently this is what they did. They moved New Year's Eve and New Year's Day from March 31st to April 1st to December 31st and January 1st. So if you didn't move along with them and accept this new calendar, you were considered to be a fool. Those who refused to change to the New Year's Day of January 1st and continued to celebrate the old New Year's Day were known as April Fools, and it became common to play tricks on people to get them to act in a ridiculous manner so someone could call them an April Fool. I don't mind being an April Fool. Being ridiculous is fun. And it is fun for media to play really good pranks on their audience. And it's just a fun day. I mean, in school, we used to do that. We'd get together as little, you know, April Fool's gangs and play tricks on people and other, you know, gangs of friends. And I say gangs because we did gang up on each other on April Fool's Day and do some really good, fun things. In fact, I remember once a whole class of us, this is back in boarding school days, actually got ourselves sent home, and we actually faked an entire pink eye epidemic in the dorm, and we all got sent home so we could have a vacation. So I think that's a pretty good April Fool's Day. I hope no kids are listening to this. But also, this is one of our favorites. April 1st, 1957, the BBC broadcasted what was known or is known as the Spaghetti Tree hoax. This was all done on their current affairs program called Panorama. It told a tale of a family in southern Switzerland who were harvesting spaghetti from what was called a spaghetti tree. Of course, the spaghetti tree is fictitious. Apparently, hundreds of viewers phoned into the BBC to say the story was not true or wondering about it. But of course, I mean, there were actually people calling in and asking how to grow their own spaghetti trees. They got it. They were the April Fools. So everyone, have fun at the beginning of April, the month of April. Let's play Diamonds, Daisies, and Fools. Take care and enjoy the month. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.